This power nap is particularly suitable for stressful situations or when life is just too busy and it's difficult to find a few quiet moments. Arrange the room carefully, closing the curtains, lying flat on your back. Elevate your legs at a 45 degree angle. Turn off your mobile phone. It's important if you're very stressed to spend a little longer on the physical relaxation. And I would recommend that you tense each group of muscles to the count of three and then relax. Starting at your head, scrunch up your forehead and your eyes, and then relax them. Tighten the muscles around your mouth to the count of three, and then relax. Moving on to your neck and your shoulders, lift your shoulders towards your ears, tightening them and then relaxing them. Continue to do this with the top of your arms, the lower arms and your hands. Make a fist of one hand at a time, tightening the count of three and then relaxing. As you relax your hands, feel all the tension just draining away. Relax your chest by taking a deep breath in and holding it for the count of three, nice and slowly. Breathe out. Try to breathe down into your tummy rather than the superficial chest. Visualize the beautiful white light coming in through your nose, over the back of your throat, and down into your lungs. Feel the breath entering your tummy and then exhale, letting go of anything dark or negative or worrying or distracting. Move down out to the lower part of your body, tensing and relaxing the thigh muscles. Calf muscles, your feet, and your toes. Feel a sense of relaxation spreading over your body from the top of your head down to the soles of your feet. Visualize the beautiful healing light of the Holy Spirit traveling over your body, easing the tension, the aches and pains, the anxieties, the physical and emotional strain that you are under at times. A good way to let go of mental tension is to identify the worries that you have now briefly. Try to put each worry into one word and choose three different things that are on your mind today. Number them 1 to 3 and write each of them now on a big balloon with black marker. Choose what you want to write now for number one and write it on the balloon. The balloon is peach in colour. It's going to take away your worries now in a few moments. Write down your second intention and your third intention. See the balloon drift away now, up into the sky outside. Third stage of relaxation is the spiritual. And when you're very stressed, you don't feel like praying, it's really a struggle to make time. In this meditation, where you meet Jesus up the snow-covered mountain, you will experience difficulty travelling towards him. But it really will be worth the struggle. It is a cold winter morning. It's snowing outside. And you're feeling tired, dispirited, very anxious, as you find yourself on the bottom of a mountain which is covered in snow. You can see a faint path going upwards over the mountaintop. And although you're dressed warmly, you wonder, is it worth the climb? Is it worth the effort? Prayer is always worth the journey and the struggle. So set off now, visualizing yourself walking through the snow, plowing against the snowflakes and the breeze, move through the sludge, and you feel it cold. You glimpse a light in the distance, and you know that there's a safe place, a haven, up on the mountain, away from all the people looking for you, away from the phone calls, family problems, and stress of everyday life. And something compels you to keep going. You're placing one foot after the other, journeying towards that light. And as you travel, the journey gets a bit easier because you become warmer through the physical exercise. Keep going. Be assured that the Lord is always waiting for you with an open heart. Very soon, you come closer to the log cabin and you walk faster. And although you're very tired, you are delighted to arrive. You knock on the door, and Jesus comes out and greets you. He welcomes you in and smiles at you, helps you off with your coat, which is now sodden with snow. He sits you down by the log fire, loosens your boots, gives you a warm drink, and says very little, but his presence is enough. You really want to sit now, enjoy the warmth of the fire, enjoy the warmth of Jesus' presence. Sit quietly for a few moments. Jesus loves you. He really wants you to hand over to him your worries. He He's all powerful. He can change the way that we look at things so that we do things differently. One of the messages in Medjugorje is that things that look impossible have solutions when we pray. Pray now about the stress in your life. Ask Jesus to help you. You have a lot of balls in the air. Maybe you don't need to have them all moving at one time. Maybe you can delegate. Ask Jesus now to give you wisdom and common sense. Listen to what Jesus says. You don't listen with your ears. You listen with your heart. Jesus encourages you not to take life too seriously. He starts massaging your feet. You totally relax. You sit back and you fall into a beautiful sleep, semi-conscious of his presence still. He blesses you. Feel all the anxieties drain away. His love is perfect. All too soon, it's time to go. Though Jesus has said very little, you feel his grace. He gives you a hug of peace before you leave. He tells you to come back again soon. Return to him often. Come to me, all you who are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Opens the door and you make your departure. Walking down the hill is easier. You feel different. Your batteries are recharged. You feel that the Lord is walking with you. You turn to your life with a new perspective. Use the power of meditation to make your life easier, more efficient, and less stressful. One of the words that may help you is Maranatha, which means come, Lord Jesus. So bring Jesus now into your work, into family life, into relationships. Anything that you find difficult, you can use his power and his presence to help you. Maranatha. Maranatha. Come, Lord Jesus, come.